This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Larry Sabatow, professor of political science at the University of Virginia, where he's also director of UVA's Center for Politics. He's also the author most recently of The Year of Obama, now available in paperback. And that's, of course, a reflection on the 2008 campaign. Things look a lot differently, Larry, 2 years later here in 2010, where the president's campaign manager David Plouffe in just the last 24 hours has said that if Republicans don't win back the House and the Senate and all the major governorships, it's a colossal failure. How's that for an expectation game?
Well, let me put it to you this way. I'm editing a new book on these midterm elections entitled Pendulum Swing. And that's what's going to happen November 2nd. There's going to be a major pendulum swing, and we have them frequently in American politics from Democratic to Republican. The Republicans are going to do very well. I think they'll take the House. The Senate is up in the air. Democrats have a much better chance to hold that, but could be a surprise on election night. Republican takeover could be. And governorships, obviously, I think Republicans at a minimum will net eight additional governorships and probably 400 to 500 additional state legislative posts and 8 to 14 legislative chambers. So it's going to be a big night for Republicans. You can quibble about my figures. You can say they're a little too low or they're a little too high, but even if they are too low or too high, it's still going to be a big night for Republicans.
Larry, you mentioned the pendulum swing, and that's the working title of your new book. And obviously, we have seen the two parties go back and forth over the years. But how common is it that we see a pendulum swing so quickly after the most recent pendulum swing just 4 years ago?
Well, it's becoming much more frequent in American politics. Of course, we had this for Bill Clinton. After that strong swing to not just the Democrats, but the pro-reform party, the Republicans won massively in 1994. And then there was a swing back to the Democrats, at least at the presidential level in 96. This is becoming more common in our politics, I think, because, frankly, resources are squeezed, the economy is weaker, people are dissatisfied for longer on account of it. It's probably going to take till the end of the decade for this economy to recover anyway.
Larry, you mentioned that it would probably take a perfect storm for Republicans to take the Senate, given the huge deficit they face there right now. They need to net 10 seats to take the majority, because even a 50-50 split would still give Democrats control with the vice president breaking ties. So is there a bellwether race out there that makes you think, well, if this one could go Republican, perhaps maybe this perfect storm could happen? I know a lot of folks are surprised about Joe Manchin being in trouble in West Virginia, that Washington State might go Republican. What's the bellwether race out there that you're looking at?
Well, I don't think there is just one bellwether, because every seat is equal regardless of where it is. But I think for the Republicans to surprise everybody and get those 10 seats, they would have to win Nevada with Sherrod Angle. They would have to win West Virginia with John Racey. And they would have to win Wisconsin with Ron Johnson against Russ Feingold. In other words, they would have to carry the ones that everybody thinks they'll get now, like Missouri and Ohio and Kentucky and Colorado, among others. But they'd also have to surprise in at least two or three cases. Could it happen? Sure, it could happen. But at the moment, and we're still more than 20 days away, at the moment, the Democrats have a slight advantage to maintain a slight majority.
Larry, we just here today on Friday got the final jobs report before voters go to the polls. The unemployment rate stays at 9.6. Overall, the job numbers lost for the last month, although private sector jobs are up. So basically, the jobs picture, the economic picture, pretty much locked in at this point. Is there anything Democrats can do, really, to mitigate these losses other than find some major skeletons in the closet of their Republican opponents?
No. This cake is not only baked, the cake is cooled and it's iced. And I would have said that before the job numbers. Unless, you know, something unbelievable happened in the job numbers, you know, taking unemployment to 8.5 or something, there was no way that these numbers would really affect the the outcome on November 2nd. People have their screens up with new data right before an election. Maybe the conspiratorial edge in most people leads them to believe that numbers can be manipulated and statistics can be forged. But the statistics as released essentially show no change and don't show any progress forward, and therefore just confirm what people already think about the economy, which is good news for Republicans and bad news for Democrats.
Do you get the sense that Obama and Biden trying to fire up the base will help to any marginal extent? It seems that they're sometimes getting more headlines for scolding their base than trying to fire them up. How do you see this playing out?
In general, I think it's background noise, presidential, vice presidential speeches and rallies. It's good color for networks to cover. It's great video. It can temporarily move numbers a few percentage points. But a president can't be but in so many places in the period when it can actually have an impact, which is maybe 48 to 72 hours prior to Election Day. You want to take a look at where he is then. Those are the really close races, and they're hoping that moving a percent or so can change the outcome.
Larry, so in terms of what we're looking at, not only for 2010, but for the 2012 presidential race, I know a lot of folks don't want to start thinking about that already, but we'll be hearing some announcements within a number of weeks from now. With these key governor's races, we know that a lot of them are looking good for Republicans. How critical is that for laying the groundwork for a potential challenge to the president come 2 years from now?
Here's what's interesting. People who studied that particular aspect of politics say that winning governorships matters a lot in terms of putting together a winning coalition for the nomination. It actually doesn't matter much in the general election, which surprises people, but there's no relationship between a party controlling the state governorship and winning the general election.
Well, Larry, another issue, of course, will be the census and redrawing districts in states where seats are added or lost, and we'll see how that all plays out in the years ahead. But plenty to focus on here in the next couple of weeks. Thanks, as always, for being with us.
Thanks so much, Greg. Enjoyed it, as always.
Thank you, sir. Larry Sabatow, the University of Virginia, author of the forthcoming book Pendulum Swing. He's the head of UVA's Center for Politics. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.